Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, gang, blog, hey, it's the way your gang, it's the way your hope. All I got, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put the ass on the floor. Smoking that woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. Off from the country, they throwing no hoes in the middle of the street, throwing no seats, so sliding the chalk in that bit, lift it up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is hoes, gang. And we blowing our smoke. From the ops on the ops, yeah, you know how it go. You see dark switch the flow. Gotta switch on the steep when it dark, yeah, it glow. See my name getting long. Call me Hank, cause I'm moving propane through these hoes. You know I keep a pole. And that bitch is too long, need a pick in your nose. You know I'm staying low. But in all of the parties, I love to get blowed. She wanna fuck on a nigga for show. Hitting no guts, watch I type to a pro. Up on a hill, making plan with my bros. Won't cross on my nigga, we flying. No go, show your ass out with me, I'ma rip out your throat. I turn to a pill, cause that self is a no. Put a bag on the bitch head. She wanna roll with the king, need some good head. She wanna smoke just like Feeny, some good meds. Look in my eyes, you see that bitch red. Nigga get cooked, cause he mad that it put dead. Dreadhead, the best of you heard with the God said. I need my money right now on my fucking bread. I'ma keep spending it till you dead. On game, on game. See niggas wanna play and they die. See send his ass up to the sky. See I got the power like I go through on fly. I'm smoking it, gas just the power. All niggas be thinking they smart, bitch you dumb as fuck. You ain't got guns, shit bet we can knuckle up. Hey, bitches I lie, God, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing no bows in the middle of the street, throwing no six dough. Sliding the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is bitches I lie, God, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad woods with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing no bows in the middle of the street, throwing no six dough. Sliding the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is bitches all I got, but you already know. Kick a hoe, kick a dope, put their ass on the floor. Smoking bad boys with my dick in her throat. Yeah, she like it, she love it, I call her the goat. I'm from the country, they throwing no folks in the middle of the street, throwing no six hoes. Sliding the truck and that bitch lifted up. Can't fuck with these bitches, all I see is hoes, gang.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween, people. You know it's your boy, Great Star, back at you again. I know I've been gone a long time, but I'm going to feel your boy is back here. Got a great show for you tonight. I have a talented R&B pop songwriter, recording artist, Rain again in the building. I think I got my man B on the background, doing his thing. Randy's on. Man, this is going to be a hell of a show. I got some ghost stories a little bit later, so make sure y'all stay tuned for that. I hope y'all are doing good, man. There's been a lot going on. I've been in the hospital. I've been going through a lot of trials and tribulations, but, you know, once you go through things and you bounce back, you come back stronger. So, you know, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know the routine. Call in. If you're not calling in, hit the link. If you're not hearing it live and you're hearing it on the replay, I want to thank you for listening, taking time off your day or your night. Yeah, you're going to keep this thing going, man. As I said, it's Halloween, and I hope, you know, everyone out there being safe. And yeah, you're going to keep this thing going.
Family over everything, nothing else mean a thing to me. And I'm prepared for whatever a nigga bring to me. Aunt B need a nigga, he going through some real shit. About to do a bid for a nigga he ain't still with. And that just goes to show you, you can't trust niggas no farther than you could throw them. That's why it's fuck niggas, should be happy that we finally made it. Knowing you, you probably hate it. Getting mine the same way Gotti played it. Niggas show me love, but sometimes I gotta wonder, is it really from they hearts or do these niggas feel obligated? Had a brush with death, my life flashed before me, but I can't die now, my ain't even get to know me. But thinking if I die, will these niggas really miss me? But when I go to pull it, all I see is low. Let's see niggas one play fine. Why would I have a problem with taking these niggas' lives when I try to take mine? Hold up, wait a second, all these pussy niggas flexing, they better stay out my way or somebody gon' need a medic. You better swallow your pride, it'll get you killed if you let it. A bullet's the only thing that I give a nigga on credit. I'm that same nigga from the project houses, nigga when it really wasn't cool to be. As long as my niggas round me, if I make a million or I make a thousand, that's cool with me. Or you rapping ass niggas, y'all fool to me. Nigga really want a war, that's cool with me. But y'all get you stuck or I can get you touched. What's worth for your life or your jewelry? Nigga fuck who you know and where you come from. Got 100 rounds drunk, cause a nigga want some motherfucker when it's crunch time. Bitch, I'm on the front line, do get a word, I eat a nigga like he lunchtime. R-E-S-P-E-C-T-M-E-O-U-D-I-E. Gotta tell a nigga I-B-R-B, then you motherfucker right, it's P-Y-E. Nigga, when it's time to rock and roll, all my niggas squad up, we lock and load. I'm a showgun, but the gloves not for show. And if I gotta bring it out, I'ma pop the show. Niggas going stupid, so I go a little dumber. Stand up, nigga, never known to be a runner. Somebody better tell the boy you fucking with a gunner, boy, you get this ass done like the crocodile.
The percentage of niggas making it out the hood is under 50. So a nigga got plans of killing me, he coming with me. My circle is full, but still it feels so empty. Cause putting your trust in niggas nowadays is so risky. And even though these niggas act all fishy, if I had it my way, the whole hood would eat with me. But the shit that fucks me up and even seems worse is they don't understand me and my niggas gotta eat first. I'm the hardest nigga out and the realest nigga in it. I ain't backing down, boy, anybody get it? Niggas stop playing, you ain't about that life. Real niggas, I know one out that life. Shit getting real again, a little more deep. Sometimes I wanna chill, wanna take a little breather. But you sleep when you die, so I sleep in the sky. Same place where your pants, same place where I leave you. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Dude, put your feet up, rock, put your hands up. Ain't letting no touchdown, we score. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Do put your feet up, rock, put your hands up. Ain't letting no touchdown, we score. Yeah.
Yeah. You already know that man Rayo is doing his thing.
Going in
dangerously. You know it's your boy Great Song. You back at your game, you know the number? 563-999-3718. As I told you, man, that was a great show for you tonight. Man. Look, I think I'll bring in our first guest. Well, our only guest tonight. As I said, man, we go way back. to the singer songwriter on the out of New Jersey. And yeah, here we go. Rain, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's up? So it's been a minute since you've been on here. I had you on here about maybe two or three years ago. I think I had you on here.
Has it been that long? Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah. So how you been?
You know, life.
Right.
Life has been crazy.
Yeah, I know, especially with COVID and a lot of things been going on in life, you know, it ain't the same, you know,
yeah.
Since a couple of years. A lot of people, you lost a lot of people, you know. But as long as you're still here, man, like I say, when you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you take that first breath, you still got a chance, you know what I'm saying? So that's what pushes me every day, you know?
Exactly.
Right. So what's up, man? Tell everybody what's going on with you.
I've just been, you know, in my own world, really. I've taken a break a little bit from music and just been taking care of my mental health and focusing more on myself rather than focusing on the outside world, I guess.
Right.
And I took a break, so. But I want to get back into it now that I feel better mentally. I've had some time for myself to take care of myself mentally. I feel I'm ready to get back out there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the people that are not familiar with you, won't you give them a little feedback as far as what type of music you do or how long you've been doing music? A little feedback about your history.
Okay. Well, I started singing since I was 4. But I picked up a guitar at, 18. And that's when I started realizing that I have a passion for music, not only singing, but also playing guitar. And all this I do by ear. I never really had lessons. So... Yeah.
Well, that's a talent by itself, by ear. Most people, you know, don't even have that talent. So.
The writing, I don't know what happened. I've had difficulty writing lately. It's been difficult for me to just sit and write. But I want to get that back. But,
right.
Yeah. But the guitar, I can just pick it up and just start playing, but I can't. I seem to be having trouble writing lately, but but if you go to my YouTube channel, there's songs I've written,
right?
That I'm proud of, you know, because that very moment I was very into writing.
Okay, this is the first time I met you. Actually, I was at the supermarket, and I believe
you remember that.
I believe I was selling my book that day, and then you came up to me, and you were saying something about you doing music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me hear something. And you actually went to the car and came back with, I don't know, a whole handful of written and your guitar, and you started playing for me right there. I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. It's just something that's in me, you know. It's always been in me. Music has always been in me, you know. It's like, I don't think it's ever going to go away, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause I know when I first heard your, I told Randy, I'm like, yo, I think I got a star. And he said, what are you talking about? I'm like, yo, like, yo, they just like getting producing. And they like, producing? Yeah, I don't know how to get producing. I mean, our manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at that time, you're doing so much. You're doing movies. You're doing books and everything. So we actually said, all right, fuck it. Let's give it a chance, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, we did a lot. We went to Apollo, went to studios, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We really did a lot. But, yeah. So, let's go back a little bit. What really inspired you to do music? You know, like, what was it that made you say, like, you know what, this is it?
It was something I've always been into since I was a little girl. And nothing really inspired me. It was just always in me, you know. I would say probably my music teacher. She probably inspired me.
Okay.
Because
okay.
She kept pushing me. You know, like, you have to sing. You have to sing. So, I think that's what inspired me. I think the guitar at 18 inspired me. I think listening to Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston inspired me. But I think it's always been in me, you know.
Yeah, that was gonna be my next question. What artists, like, would you like, did you listen to growing up? So,
yeah,
like
I said, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, definitely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's say if I went in your pocketbook and grabbed your iPod.
Okay.
What song are you hearing right now in your iPod?
Okay, so right now, right now, I don't know. I would say I'm really hooked on this guy, Colin Scott, I think his name is.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name is that. He writes a song called Biblical. It's a beautiful song, and I would love to play that on guitar. It's such a beautiful song. I'm, like, hooked on it right now. Yeah, probably that song.
Is it like a pop or?
It's pop, but you can also make it with guitar, you know, play around with that song.
Right.
It's one of those songs.
Okay. So look, we're going to jump into one of your songs, and then we're going to come back and for our first topic. We're going to talk about mental health. You know, there's a lot of people out here that's going through mental health, and I feel that it actually got worse since COVID, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to jump into World. I think World would be a good song to jump into right now. Because you actually wrote this song before COVID, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so people, if you're listening, it's not, all right, you're going to tell you, it's not the best quality. I'm not, like, the best engineer. We did this in-house, so.
Don't say that.
I'll be honest, you know, like, hey, you're talented. You really should be in the real studio. I should have really put you in the real studio and got a full effect of this song. But this is an awesome song, guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. It's the World. And remember, this song was actually made before COVID hit. So I believe the best sign of the real artist is when their music can predict the future. And with this song, I feel like if he actually could get it in the future. His royal Lorraine has a humble life, a serious prospect. It's good.
ForClassics.com.
The Humble Life Experience Podcast, which is boy Dre Star. We here with songwriter recording on the screen. And that was World. Okay, so Rain, let me see. Why don't you break down that song for us? If you remember.
You want me to I'm sorry.
Like break it down. But explain to the people about that song and what it means, and like you said, I want to go back to those days.
Mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? A lot of times people...
Yeah, basically the song explains that, you know, we're basically stuck in the house and we can't do the things that we used to do. And the song explains how you just want to go back to the way it was, like seeing your family, seeing your friends, you know, going back to your old routine. And you're, like, wondering what's going on with the world today. You know, people are, like, put on the mask, you know, and they're fighting over it. Like, you know, what happened to the love that we used to have for each other? You know, it's like now everybody's hating it on each other if you don't have the mask on. It's just, you see how much hatred there could be because people are just so scared to die. And I don't know. I just felt like somebody needs to hear this song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an awesome song. Very awesome song.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like I said, COVID has changed so much and so many people's lives, and it seems like mental health is like, I would say, an after effect.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep. A lot of people are going through mental health, especially from young kids to adults. What could you say to, from being someone that also suffers from mental depression and things like that, what could you say to young people out there or even older people out there that's going through, you know, things like as far as mental health?
Just, you know, if you're going through, like, hard times, pray. I mean, that's the number one answer I could say. And if you don't believe in God, that's a hard one. Try. Try to believe in God. I mean, that's my number one answer because that's what got me through, you know, the hardest shit I had to deal with in my life.
Right.
Then if you can't, if you don't believe in God, then maybe talk to someone, like go to therapy. Therapy has helped me a lot as well. Medication is another one. I strongly believe in medication now as opposed to before. I didn't believe in it. It's changed my life. But you have to find the right medication. You know, it's not going to be just here, I take a medication and take medicine. You got to know the right medication. So that's going to be a difficult ball game to handle. But once you find it, it's going to change your life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll become like a different person. What else? Yeah, like I said, therapy, God, and medication. And always try to believe in yourself. I know it's hard out there, you know, when people put you down and stuff. Believe me, I know. You just have to, you know, keep believing in yourself and strive to be the best that you can be. And I know, again, it can be rough out there, especially when you don't have support like me. You know, I wasn't given, you know, a loving family. My mom and dad that were supportive and loving, but the way that, you know, parents should be these days. But I could just say, like, you know, when you feel like alone and you feel like nobody loves you, just, you know, pray and just always strive to be the best at whatever it is. And even when you want to give up, just call out to, you know, your higher power, and that will get you through the tough times.
Right. You know, they say, I'll see on the internet right now, and it says, 1 in 5 Americans will experience mental illness in a given year.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5
Yeah.
Within a year. 1 in 5 children either currently or at one point in their life have had a seriously traumatic mental illness. 1 in 25 Americans live with a serious mental illness, such as behavior disorder or major depression.
Right, or dual, which I have, which sucks, you know, but again, medication helps. What I think that people need to know is that when you have this, it's like you don't ask for it. You don't ask to be born with this dual diagnosis, you know, but you have to work with it, and it's not easy, you know, to have this condition, you know. There's days that you say, well, I can't live with this, you know. I don't know how to deal with this. But you just have to take it day by day, you know.
Yeah.
Mhm. It's an illness, and unfortunately, some are blessed not to have it, and some have it. And, you know, unfortunately, we have to deal with it, you know, the best way we can. And, you know, it sucks. It sucks. It really sucks. But it gradually gets worse as we get older, I've noticed. But that's why we have to be, you know, we have to take our meds, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, and her daughter is going through that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't know right now if it's our mental health situation or if it's just rebellion.
Right.
Like, there's a big difference between mental health and just someone just not rebelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we tell her every day, like, listen, you know, you keep playing around, you know, and you go to these hospitals, and if nothing's wrong with you, don't pretend. Because once they get you on your medication, and, you know, there's nothing wrong you can do, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Once the state consider you, how would you say it, mentally disturbed or something like that.
Right.
It's like they try to, you know, put you away and things like that.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They lock you up. And, you know, another thing I want to speak about, if I can, if I may, is that what they do is they lock you up in those psychiatric hospitals, and they treat you like a freaking, like you're a dog or, you know, like you have no say. Like, they lock you up and you don't have rights to get out. And, like, they treat you like if you get out of control, they'll freaking put you with, like called Dr. Strong, which is a medicine that knocks you out for, like, freaking 2 days and, like, you're, like, knocked out. Like, what is that? Like, since when? Like, do you not have rights to your own mind, you know?
Right,
like, since when? Like, I just don't understand how you are put in, like, a prisoner because you have mental problems, you know what I mean? And, like, they treat you like shit. They lock you up in the mental ward, and it's like, if you get out of hand, they actually shoot you up, like, with a Dr. Strong medicine. And they're like, Dr. Strong, Dr. Strong. And it's like, what? What's going on?
And you're not allowed to get out. There's no one that can get you out. You
no one can get you out. Exactly. They have to free you. And it's like, you feel like you were kidnapped for like a month. Literally. You had no say. They fed you the food that you had. No, you can't ask for what you want. They feed you the food. And it's like, you feel like you were like treated like shit, you know?
And meanwhile, they're getting paid for all the medication that they put in you, the time they hold you in there, they're getting a fat check for that, you know?
Yep. I wish there was a law that we could change that, you know, that people like us, mental health patients, you know, we could have more of a say in how we're treated, and we weren't, you know, treated like shit, like when they lock us up and, like, I don't know.
It should be a counselor that's not tied to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
a counselor that's tied to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay attention how the patient being treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I believe that, you know, the social worker is through the specific hospital that the person's in. I believe it shouldn't be like that, you know?
They should change the law, and they should be like, you know, this is America, the land of the free. You know, why should you be held hostage, basically, when you're going into the hospital? You're going there because you obviously don't feel right, right? But once you feel better, why is it that they say, oh, no, you can't go? What do you mean I can't go? I just told you to feel better. You know, I got my medication.
Yeah.
I'm feeling fine. No, we don't think you can go yet. No. I'm like, what? Like, there has to be a law that says, like, when the patient says they're better, we can go. Like, I don't know.
Definitely.
I just don't agree with certain ways that they treat the patients in the hospital. Sometimes
right.
they make them scream and tie them up. Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, that's not right.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just sticking up for my patients that I've seen.
Right.
Yeah, I was struggling. Go ahead.
Like Rain said, man, you know, put God first, put God in your life, and, you know, just stay strong, because, I mean, only person that can really help you is yourself. You know, there's a lot of people out here that are going through situations, and you can't look for no one else to help you and guide you through any situation. Because the one person that's there to guide you through a situation, you can't see him. But best believe me, you can feel him. And that's God, you know. You know, what religion you believe in, if you believe in Jesus or you're Muslim or anything, we all believe in God. There's someone there that's protecting you and there for you. You just gotta reach out for them, that's all. This has been a great show. I want to thank Rain for coming through. You're always welcome here on the podcast.
Thank you.
Is there any words you want to say to people?
I want to thank you for having me on the show, and I hope to do this again with you, Dre. You're a wonderful person. Like always, you know, you uplift me all the time in your words, and you're a great soul and a great person, and thank you. And for everyone out there that's listening, like I said, you know, when you're feeling down and out and you just, you know, need some kind of comfort or strength, just keep believing that there is a higher power out there, and, you know, pray.
Yeah. Definitely. That's Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we have about 6 minutes left of this show. I got something special for y'all. on the draw a little bit different tonight. Wayne, I hope you stick around. We still got about 6 minutes left. Well, 5 minutes now. Because it's Halloween, I got a little tipsy. Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
I got a little tipsy, y'all. So I love y'all, and I hope y'all listen to these little stories for Halloween. And I love you guys, and thank you. And on that, I'll be back next week. You know, and another great show for you. I promise you. I'm not going away, man. God willing. All right, be blessed, and see y'all next week. Stay tuned for this story for Halloween. Love y'all.
Love you too. Bye.
This happened a few years ago on Halloween. I'm 28 years old, and most people in my friend group get together for a Halloween party the weekend of Halloween. On this year, Halloween was on a weeknight, so our party was later in the week. That meant I didn't have anything going on Halloween. I live in a smaller house and was just planning on hanging out and giving out candy to trick-or-treaters all night. By the time it got to be about 5 o'clock, the first trick-or-treaters arrived. I would say my neighborhood is pretty average. I don't get a crazy number of people, but a steady amount throughout the night. As time went on, the sun set a little after 6 o'clock or so. It was around this time when I was in my living room and heard a knock on the front door. It was a strong and powerful knock. Most people rang the doorbell, so I really noticed this. I was a little bit slow to get up and get to the door, and by the time I did, nobody was there. I felt bad, because some kid must have missed out on getting candy from me, and I meant to answer the door a little bit sooner. I looked around to see if I could see anybody walking down the street, but I didn't. After that, I went back inside. I got a few more kids at the door over the next hour or so. Once again, there was another loud knock on the door after that. I was much quicker to answer the door, but again, nobody was there. Now I was beginning to think that I was being pranked or something. When it got later in the night, it happened yet again. It was the only time people knocked on the door, too. Everybody else would just ring the doorbell, so I knew when I heard the knock, whoever had done it would be gone by the time I answered. The last trick-or-treaters came by at about 8:45 or so, and by 9 o'clock, things were really quiet. At that point, I turned my lights off, signaling that I wouldn't want any more trick-or-treaters. It was about 9:30 when I heard the knocking yet again. I ran to the door and opened it as fast as I could. Still, nobody was there. I was pretty annoyed by this now. Who would have time to repeatedly knock on my door over the span of 3 or 4 hours just to run away before I could answer? I left my house and took a couple of steps out into my yard looking all around. I didn't see anybody. I called out asking who was there, but of course got no response. I shook my head and started walking back into my house. When I reached my front step, I suddenly heard a noise in the bushes directly in front of my house and to my right. When I looked, I was just in time to see somebody emerge from the bush and was headed straight for me. This person was a grown man, and I had never seen him before. I had maybe 10 feet between him and the front door. I ran as fast as I could, pretty much just as a reaction. When I reached the door, I swung it back open and got inside. I closed the door right behind me, and it closed right on the man's arm who was trying to get inside after me. This was just my screen door, so it didn't hurt him too bad, but it was enough to cause him to remove his arm from the door and back outside. This gave me enough time to slam the larger door and lock it, right before he opened the screen door and tried coming into my house. I screamed that I was calling the police, and then got my phone out of my pocket to do so. I looked out the window, and I watched the man running away through my yard and then down the street, but I called the police anyways. When they arrived, I told them all I could, and this was thankfully enough to keep the man away, because I never saw him again.